And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yay!
Yeah, fit for the hour, the topic, it's kind of appropriate. It's kind of like pharmaceutical kids cheering Robert Scott Bell, right? It's
like, that's right. Standing ovation. Standing ovation for you, sir.
Standing ovation from Big Pharma. That's almost the equivalent of what we're going to talk about here. A standing ovation for Rand Paul, the son of Ron, Rand Paul, at UC Berkeley. Not known as a Republican hotbed of activity. I don't even think they have a Republican, like, youth organization on Berkeley's campus. If they would, they'd probably string them up. That's a,
you know, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe they'll be tolerant there. I don't know. Right? Mm-hmm. Are you a lefty and you're tolerant of your Republican brothers and sisters? Or do you seethe with rage whenever you see the R word? Now, I'm not a big fan of either the R or the D when it turns of the organized political parties. You know that. That's what we do here. But I will acknowledge that we look at individuals, and if we are to judge them, although, oh, you're so judgmental, which, you know, judge not lest ye be judged. We understand that. But, you know, you have to use rightful discrimination based on your belief system, your experience, and go, okay, what is this guy? Despite the fact that he's a Republican, is he the same as all the other Republicans? Now, I don't know that all the other Republicans would ever go to UC Berkeley and hit the firing squad of the kids there and talk about anything. But Rand Paul, with his libertarian, you know, roots from his dad, has no problem going in there and says, hey, we actually have a lot of things in common. We have a lot of things in common. By the way, welcome to the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're doing a little political healing here as we start the hour. Also, maybe some parental healing. Do you beat your kids? No. What is that? What kind of question is that? No, we were talking. I think we were going to talk about spanking this hour. Am I right, Super Tom? We're going to talk about spanking?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, so no, we're not talking about beating your kids. But what is it biblically? They say spare the rod, spoil the child, right? So there's a whole lot of you out there go, no, it's appropriate. And there are a lot of others who say, no, it's outrageous. In fact, there are libertarian friends of mine who say, no, because we do not advocate the initiation of violence against anyone or anything, and that spanking is a violent act on your children, and it teaches them to be violent. What do you think? Yeah, sign on. Go on to the phones right now. We're going to transition that subject eventually this hour. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. RobertScottBell.com. All of the links. We have also later this evening, I'm going to be on the Jerry Doyle Show. And we're going to be on there. Why? Because Jerry wants me to talk about medical conspiracies. So,
ooh,
we covered that yesterday, and Mike Adams has written a piece on it. And, in fact, I wrote a blog about the hidden history of medicine, and it's now exclusively up for a time being at epictimes.com. That's Jerry's new, you know, news aggregating website. So you can check
that out.
Yeah. Yep. And if you like that, it's a little more independent. It's conservative-leaning independent, though, than Drudge Report. So I think you get a lot of good stuff there. But Rand Paul, UC Berkeley, talking about Fourth Amendment violations, spying on government, how outraged Dianne Feinstein was. I think that's a hypocrite, if there ever was one. Look under the dictionary for hypocrite. You'll see Dianne Feinstein. Why do I say that? That's not what Rand Paul said. That's what I say. I say it because she was okay with the government and the NSA, the CIA, spying on the people of America, but it came out that the NSA might have been spying on the Senate, on her. Suddenly now she's outraged, feigning outrage, or is it real?
Yeah. Well, how interesting is it that the CIA is spying on the committee that's supposed to be overseeing the CIA, right?
Right. And it's like, who's watching the watchers? No, the watchers are watching the people that are supposed to regulate the watchers. I mean, this is crazy stuff. But who's been warning about it for generations, if I can say it that long, many decades? Rand Paul's father, Ron Paul. And Rand didn't fall too far from the tree, so to speak, in the, on this issue. Some issues somebody said, oh, he's not like his dad. Others, but this one is one that you can cross the political aisle and go, you know, we should all be agreeing on this. Except for the neocons and even the neolibs, if we can call them that, like Dianne Feinstein, who were not outraged about spying on citizens, targeting them for killing without trial, Fourth Amendment violations, etc. But Rand goes into UC Berkeley and he gets a standing O. In fact, we have some audio from this, do we not?
Super. We do. The main topic of him speaking there was about the NSA, about spying, about, you know, violations of privacy, about how if you have a cell phone, you're being surveilled. And it was received very well by the Berkeley crowd. And then at the end, they had a Q&A where they wanted to talk a little bit about him maybe running for president, why he was coming there to speak at Berkeley. And it was actually quite interesting and rather entertaining what he had to say.
Yeah, so go ahead and let's run clip one here about Rand Paul being questioned at UC Berkeley.
There has been quite a lot of speculation that these efforts constitute an attempt on your part to broaden your personal appeal in anticipation of a 2016 presidential run. How do you reply to these claims?
Listen, that's the Berkeley crowd.
That's weird. Yeah.
Maybe.
Being a little coy with the audience there, Rand.
But listen to that. They said, yeah, you know, the prospect of you running for 2016, the entire crowd there at Berkeley, what did they do in response to that? They cheered.
Yeah. They didn't boo. Now, I'm thinking probably those were Republican operatives, right? Wait. No, that can't be, because the Republican establishment, not big fans of Rand Paul, because, you know, he actually is speaking out against the interventionist foreign policy of both the Democrat and Republican Party, I think, interestingly enough. And I think most young people realize we don't have the money to be messing about being the policeman of the world anymore, much less giving this foreign aid away when you want health care in America, which, by the way, Obamacare is not offering you. And you hear that long term. We talk about this on and on and on. So what about the self, self-reflection, right? A lot of politicians refuse to self-reflect on themselves or their own party. And Rand disarms the probably largely Democrat liberal, but they might not be Democrats anymore, because we've talked about it too. The vast majority now going into the middle, not aligning themselves with the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. But he acknowledges what's wrong, at least to some degree, related to food that a lot of kids in college do like. So he knows how to speak to the kids. Matt, if you get clip two there, and let's find out what the Republicans are really like, according to Rand Paul.
Part of it might be that. Part of it might be that the Republican Party is, I've said they have to either evolve, adapt, or die. You know, it's a pretty harsh thing. I think I was telling somebody the other day, remember Domino's finally admitted they had bad crust? I think Republican Party admitted, okay? Bad crust, we need a different kind of party. But I think some of...
Now, again, keep in mind, he's speaking at Berkeley. Now, listen, right? Berkeley may have evolved to some degree over time, because Berkeley has been kind of the Republican joke, you know, almost an insult for many years now. But we
like UC Berkeley because of Professor Peter Duisberg.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just so you know.
Absolutely. So there you go. Rand Paul getting a standing ovation, a warm welcome, and a great reception by the crowd at Berkeley. Why? He's talking about things that, like we talk about, they apply to whether you're Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, whatever. It's a liberty issue. And liberty seems to be something that's far more popular these days.
You know, I give him his kudos because he's following his bliss. I perceive and believe that to be the case. And he's found a way different than his dad to play a little politics along the way, but he does seem to have a lot of principles that very few Republicans do have. Now, I am one who, and I've been very vocal about this, that I just want to withdraw consent and say, no, I'm not participating because the whole system is rigged. Rand Paul is of the belief that he can change the system from within. Now, whether he's right or wrong, I don't know for sure. I mean, I definitely have beliefs and perspectives about it. If I'm going to say, would I rather have a Rand Paul as a Republican candidate than just about anybody else? At this point, I would say, yeah, absolutely. doesn't mean I would vote for him or vote at all. I'm just saying that there are perspectives on the way to go about, if you call it reforming the system. I think the whole system is going to collapse inevitably because the economics are just not, there's no math that can save you economically as a nation. But it's true of all the nations on the planet right now, debtor nations primarily, debt slaves to what? The private Federal Reserve banking system that is associated with what? The IMF and the World Bank. This is a system that is not sustainable. And of those of our, we almost call them founding fathers, I mean, but you get the concept of early 20th century before the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. Many were warning about what a central bank would do. And they've absolutely decimated and destroyed the value of the dollar. It's no longer a dollar as defined by the Coinage Act of 1792. So what do we do? Well, if you're honest, you don't need to see questions ahead of time. But if you're going to lie, you better know what's coming so you can plan about how you're going to lie your way out of things. Like the Obama administration, for instance, in this case. What's the guy's name? Jay Carney, the White House press secretary?
Yep.
They evidently get the questions in advance. You don't need them in advance if you're not going to tell a lie. You know, that's what I always respect about Ron Paul. He didn't care. You could throw any question at him. He spoke from principle. We do have a clip about the denials there, but it sounds like this is really happening. They are getting the questions. Go ahead and run that third clip for me, Tom.
And then he also mentioned that a lot of times, unless it's something breaking, the questions that the reporters actually ask or the correspondents, they are provided to him in advance. So then he knows what he's going to be answering. And sometimes those correspondents and reporters also have those answers printed in front of them because, of course, it helps when they're producing their reports for later on. So that was very interesting.
So, yeah, what you have is that the White House press corps basically has to submit questions in advance so they can prep their answers. Then they'll give you the answers in advance. So what's the point? It's a charade. You know, say what you will about any politician, or even Rand Paul, who is a politician, too. When he filibustered last year, he didn't have to read Green Eggs and Ham. And we played, remember when we played Green Eggs and Ham from, what's the guy's name, the other senator from Texas?
Cruz,
Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
You want to weigh a man by how many principles he has or how hard he is fast to the principles? Rand Paul pretty much did it without notes the whole time. That tells you something. That says something. It says a lot to me anyway. Hey, the FDA is warning us about cold medicines. Or is it the FDA or is it the Robert Scott Bell Show? When that spring cold comes, we're going to tell you what not to do, especially for your kids.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Was that Super Don? You just said you hadn't been east of Kansas, and suddenly we're coming in on a bumper from Kansas. That was
Kansas.
Awesome.
Isn't
awesome.
Cool?
Hey, listen, 866-939 Bell is the number. 866-939-2355. If you're not sure the kind of products and things and whatever that I endorse, you'll see them on the site. Well, website, robertscadbell.com. We have banners up. We've got links up, text hyperlinks in the show notes each and every day. All that I ask, if you appreciate what we deliver to you 6 days a week, is say thank you to those sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And, of course, we're going to do some parenting stuff. As I mentioned, do you spank your kids? You don't have to admit if you don't. What do you believe about it? Is it good, bad, or ugly? Does it matter? Many people are raised that are spanked that are just fine. Other people are spanked and probably are traumatized by it. Could it be an individual thing? Pray on it. We'll see. Reversing autism today. We did that. We're going to do some more of that as well. Remember, Autism One Conference in May in Chicago. We'll be there. Dr. Bitar will be there and others. July 18th through the 21st. Big, big weekend event in Asheville, North Carolina. Pack up the family. Bring the dog, whatever, and come on out to Asheville for Dr. Frank King and King Bio. They're going to host us. Ty Bollinger will be there. See if we can get Dr. Bitar there as well, and many other friends of the Robert Scott Bell Show coming out, as well as Chicago Autism One and other things. We'll let you know. Friday, this very Friday, the 21st of March, in Eustis, Florida, at the Wind Horse Theater. They do a lot of country music and line dancing, and then every once in a while I come in and do a healthy date night out. And so we're going to do that this Friday at 7 o'clock. So check that out. All right, moms and dads, kids, boys and girls, ready for your spring and summer colds? They happen. They happen. But what do? If you listen to this show, you know you're probably going to reach for a homeopathic medicine. You're probably going to modulate your immunity with beta-1-3-D glucan or carnivora, things that we talk about and do here. You might hydrate better by going to robertswater.com. What you don't want to do is use an over-the-counter drug approved by the FDA. Now, I thought the FDA might be warning, but that would be too good to be true. And in fact, is coming out of New Zealand. Researchers in New Zealand are saying, look out. Over-the-counter cold, sinus, and pain remedies that combine two common ingredients, phenylephrine, and acetaminophen, Tylenol, may cause serious side effects such as high blood pressure, dizziness, and tremors. Of course, acetaminophen is liver toxic. We know that. We've covered that for many years here. You combine that with the pseudoephedrine or phenylephrine, which is the next generation of that, and you begin to have big-time problems. This is in Tylenol sinus, Sudafed PE sinus, which is phenylephrine, Benadryl Allergy Plus, sinus, Excedrin, sinus headache. FDA not warning you, but this was actually published in the New England Journal of Medicine just today, this issue. This is big time new news. And, of course, they can't. The FDA says, we can't warn you. We can't do anything about it. We can't stop this from happening because pseudoephedrine, which was removed from the market but not removed from the market. They went after ephedra. Remember, the dietary supplement ingredient that's been used in Chinese medicine for thousands of years. They pull that, and they still allow pseudoephedrine and phenylephrine. And this is causing a big-time problem, but because those are generally recognized as safe, they're GRAS recognition, despite the fact that they are not. The ephedra form, I agree, would be used properly. The FDA is not saying anything, not preventing this from happening. Interesting
stuff.
Nothing
we can do. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're just the FDA, you know.
We're just the FDA, right? We'll keep approving things that destroy your liver and kidneys and digestive tract. Move along. Nothing
That's
to
right.
see here.
But whoa, wait a minute. You have a natural. You have a raw food co-op? No. You can't do that. But we can't do anything about the cold medicine.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. You can't label that raw, organic, unfiltered, unprocessed honey that could also help with some of these symptoms and improve immunity.
Right.
You
right.
can't
cherry
label
juice. Cherry juice. Very bad for you. Yeah.
Right. But you can label homeopathic medicine. There are cold and flu formulas from King Bio that you can get that are pre-labeled for that. You can utilize the silver hydrosol that we use, our friends at Sovereign Silver, into the sinuses, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, wherever you want to put it. They can't tell you that. I'm not selling you anything. So these are the things that you keep learning about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're glad to bring you this information. Now, moms and dads, you know, they're talking about, and we're going to transition into this whole corporal punishment, spanking your kids. You know, there can be arguments, and there are arguments for and against it, but I would step back just for a moment and recognize that parents who allow their kids to be medicated by drugs approved by the FDA, to be injected with toxic medicaments you wouldn't drink by their pediatrician with vaccines, to me, that is a much worse form of abuse. If you could argue that abuse is spanking your children, which, again, it's an arguable issue, and I get some of these arguments on both sides. But if you have an opinion on it, I want to hear from you. We're going to get into some parenting stuff about spanking, about bullying, about being too strict and causing your boys and girls to be obese because you're too strict. Too strict with what? You must eat another gallon of ice cream or else. Is that the kind of strictness they're talking about? All right. We'll find out. 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com, rocking the Hill Floor like nowhere else in broadcast media.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
Do I keep your kids and your own immune system strong? Think carnivora. Carnivora.com, 866-836-8735. And they have the buy two, get one free special going on through next week. So take advantage of that. Also, our friends at Better Way Health, remember, they brought Ty and I up to Atlanta, or down to Atlanta, or across to Atlanta, depending on where you're looking at it from. And we were at the Answers to Cancer event, tremendous event with Dr. David Jockers as well as A.J. Lanigan. And they've just now made the video available for download, $9.95. I mean, the whole thing would have cost you over $100 to attend. You missed a good organic meal, by the way, and all kinds of goodies. But you can now download the video for like $9.95. A great deal. If you go to Better Way Health. And Super Don, did you put the link up? Did you find the link?
I have dislocated it, and it will be on Facebook and Twitter momentarily.
All right, like he's coming through the warped echo right there. But yeah, okay, so he's going to blast out the links as well to that. You sound like Darth Vader, man. Don't scare people away. We want them to go do this. Parenting. Right. Do you believe in spanking? Will being too strict make you fat, obese? Now, I asked my wife that. She was spanked, and she had a very strict father. and she weighs barely 100 pounds. Now, does that mean that everybody's going to react the same way? I think what we'll find is that this is an individual thing. And we do have a lot of opinions, and I know this is one of those topics that no one will ever 100% agree on, but I think it's worth discussing in light of these news stories that have just come out about bullying, about spanking, et cetera. We're going to get into them, but I do want to hear from Sandra. She's listening into the Robert Scott Bell Show in California, and I'll bring her up right now. Sandra, welcome. Thanks for being here. Were you spanked as a kid?
Yes, I was.
Now, are you blaming anything in untoward about your emotional or physical makeup from being spanked as a kid, or what is your perspective maybe as a parent now?
Well, as a parent and as someone who's taken, you know, years of schooling and behavioral studies, I don't believe that violence is a way to solve problems, and I believe that violence teaches kids that violence is a way to address an issue and a problem. So I think it's teaching them that violent behavior is a way to solve a problem. I think it's much better to talk with them about the situation, ask for their input regarding their own behavior, and then make them clean up the mess they made, make them work it off through household chores, demonstrate that there's a constructive way to solve problems and deal with negative issues. So I believe that kids learn through behavior, and why teach that spanking them is a way to solve a behavior issue? Why not teach them a positive way?
Sure, I like the thought of it, Sandra, but how is it that you, because you were spanked, didn't resort to violence as an adult in some way? I mean, how is it that you learned to get beyond that in that sense? I mean, is it possible another kid? Go ahead.
Well, I had a very severe acting out issues with when I was in my late teens and early 20s. I rebelled. My father was an alcoholic. He hit us. Mm-hmm. So I rebelled. Education was my way out, and the more I learned through education and pursued that, I look at my sister on the other hand, and she didn't choose that route. She married an alcoholic, and she's been very violent with herself and other people. So I went one way, and she went another.
So it confirms that the individual aspect of how we perceive life. I mean, if we had the so-called parental crystal ball to know what technique would be ideal for each child, because I was raised by a mom and a dad. I don't think I was spanked. I may have been hit once. I think I probably was really bad one day. I don't know, but we were raised this pretty much the same. My sister ended up in a completely different realm with psychological issues, emotional issues, and it didn't happen to me. We were in the same family, so there's always that individual aspect. But I look at life. How does life teach us? Right? Violence is part of the universe of creation. I don't advocate it. Again, I really believe in a nonviolent approach as well. But I realize that spirit will use the proverbial and real 2x4 to teach us what we need to know, even as adults. So
I think that happens on a proverbial basis to all of us. But why, I study behaviorism. I teach behaviorism in corporations. That's what I do. And that leadership behaviors, you have to practice leadership behaviors in order for people to look at you, because they look at your behavior, not they don't hear your words, in other words. And so when you demonstrate a behavior, that's what teaches other people. So why teach them something that's violent as a way to solve a problem?
Right.
Why not teach them talking and other methodology so we have a less violent world?
Sure. Sandra, but I advocate corporate spanking. I mean spanking corporations. I'm sorry. Did I say that? I was a little bit backwards there. These corporations are doing some nasty stuff. Now, it is an interesting dilemma, too. Let's just say you're a responsible parent who's not abusing the children from the perspective of, you know, maybe raising them biblically, and you believe that spanking is part of the upbringing. This could bring in CPS now, the Child Protective Services. I perceive that most CPS action, in fact, is much more violent and dangerous than parental spanking, based on the fact that when they're removed from the family, they're often vaccinated and drugged and medicated and hospital, all kinds of crazy stuff that I perceive to be much worse from, let's say, a long-term consequence than a parent who believes that spanking is right.
I do, too. I completely agree with you, and that's why spank them and even put yourself at risk for this horrible government thing to come in and take your kids. Why not teach your kids to think for themselves? Make them analyze their own behavior and why they did it, as I did in my house with my kids. and we discussed their behavior, and they had to give their input regarding their own behavior. That was worse for them to talk through. And then we decided on some kind of a way to work off the offense together. And then they had to do that, like cleaning up their own messes and working off through household chores and those kinds of things. They had to decide on their own punishment.
Well, Sandra, I think we got to go to you for like parental counseling. You're well thought out in communicating this. Well, what about the issue of bullying? Because this is another story here. A bullied boy has allegedly been banned from bringing My Little Pony backpacks to school. Little boy likes My Little Pony, all right? He's a 9-year-old, and of course, maybe unusual for a 9-year-old boy to like My Little Pony. But you know, do you take away the My Little Pony backpack because the other boys and girls might bully him because of that?
That's really a tough kid. I mean, that's a tough call. Was he being bullied because
he was being bullied? Yeah, because he brought the My Little Pony thing. And of course, I am not above bullying when I was a kid. I'll admit it. Now I grew in compassion through my teen years and recognized how horrible the behavior is. But at the same time, how do kids learn about bullying without bullying? Now, I'm not advocating bullying, but we learn through these experiences on the playground. And I don't mean going into violence. But I think there's an important part of recognizing how the world operates, not that we're condoning it, but isn't this part of the growing up that we learn through these experiences?
Well, I think the bully comes from a bullying household, and it's not, you know, you have to go back to when we had bully problems, I always talked about with my child, because she was bullied in second and third grade, what kind of house did that person come out of? What kind of parents did that person have? We would have those kinds of conversations. It didn't help my kids. You know, at school when she was being bullied, that wasn't a consolation.
Sure.
You're walking a real fine line. I think everyone can agree that you're walking a very fine line. Do you take the pony pack away? When do you stop the bully? When does that child have a learning experience?
Right.
You know,
I mean, we don't want them completely unprepared for going out into the world where, hey, to some degree, it's that concept of dog-eat-dog that's not so nice. Like, for instance, you go into business, it's nice when you can find people that are aligned with you and principled like you. It isn't always that way, and we do want to teach them not to be naive about the way a lot of the world works.
Exactly. I taught my kids how to survive, and it's look at the behavior, and then how do you stand on your own 2 feet and make your own decisions? Because they have to learn how to survive. So it's a very fine line. When do you pull back? When do you coach this little kid who's being bullied to stand up for themselves? A lot of it's parental and teacher coaching. When my kid was being bullied, and she was, I would coach her behind the scenes and then say, no, you have to face it on your own. I can't be at the playground with you. Here's what you need to do. Let her fail or let her survive. And we talk about this now. She's in college, and we talk about those were all learning experiences that made her what she is today.
Sandra, I really appreciate your candor and talking about your experience as a parent and also as a child. You listen through GCN or National News Radio each day?
Yeah, usually on GCN I go through the Internet. I work at home a lot of times. I write training programs, so when I'm not at corporate site, I'm at home listening to you.
So how often do I upset you to the point where you want to bully me?
Oh, I love you. I love everybody on your show. I actually take, because I do presentations on nutritions for corporations, I actually take a lot of the information and I have to slip it in corporate language so they think they're eating, I'm advising them to eat hemp seeds and GMOs are bad and, you know, why and all of that kind of thing. You have to teach them in a way that they learn, and because I know corporate speak, I can do this.
I love it. You're making a bridge, and again, speaking the language of wherever you go, and that's such a beautiful thing that you're doing. The vitamin L coming back your way, Sandra. We really appreciate your call and chiming in on a subject that is rife with danger even to talk about it, honestly. So what a great call. Super Don, did you deal with bullying? I mean, my son was bullied. Even though he's a black belt in karate, he was taught you don't use physical violence, fight back when you're bullied. And it was rough because, you know, they're emotional things, but these are the growing experiences we as dads and moms watch our kids go through, not to the point where they're actually harmed physically if you could avoid it, but you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I mean, back in that day, there wasn't such a... I mean, you didn't hear about it. It wasn't on the news. It wasn't something that was a big topic. I mean, you know, it was an interaction, learning experience on the playground. You know, if you did something or people just decided to tease you or something like that, you know, it just, it happened and you learned how to deal. You know, you just, one of those things where you just kind of rub some dirt on it and walk it off, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, there was more of that concept. I mean, you know, some people would say that part of this discussion includes the wussification of the American male or child, that we would want to eliminate all bullies. But I, to Sandra's point, I agree that you often find bullies are raised by bullies. You know, I don't want to see my kid. If my kid was bullying, so I would pull him aside immediately. That's not going to happen. But it happens within your household among siblings. That's always going to be the case. Oh, my gosh. Good luck with that. All right. We got lots more to do, but a little time to do it in. One thing you do not want to do when going through TSA security is tell them you have this kind of explosive possibility. Coming from where? Oh, boy.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 100-by-100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Well, if you can't get enough of the Robert Scott Bell Show, there are a number of ways you can keep listening long after the show is over. What might they be? Well, RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. Super Don and I get together with for some hijinks, can we call it that, silliness, and following up on some stories off the air on video. And, of course, on Wednesdays I do it with Ty Bollinger, TMB, and RSB do the RSB 180, look back and look forward. Also, there are other shows that have me on from time to time, including tonight. Who's it going to be, Super Don?
That would be Jerry Doyle.
Jerry Doyle. All right. Well, we got it going back on. He wants to talk about medical conspiracies. So I think we're qualified, yes, you're right, to talk about that. So we always have a good time with JD. Who knows what other direction we'll end up going. Also, this Friday evening, Eustis, Florida, Windhorse Theater, 7 o'clock, healing in person, the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to do that. It's going to be a great time. The water that we talk about, robertswater.com, we'll have that. I may have a few books available. I'm just about out of them. I've been sending out because Super Don, you finally got yours, Unlock the Power to Heal. Go to unlockthepowertoheal.com or Barnes & Noble or Amazon online. And please, 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 if you like the book, leave a 5-star review. That helps get the message of broadcast healing into the book form. That's it. And it's chock full. It's not a huge book, but it is chock full of great information and practical things you can use that will benefit you for a lifetime. Now, this last segment of the show today goes into an arena that I would say would call for a little bit more grace, right? The word grace comes to mind. Why grace? Well, you think about it. You ever been in line at the TSA at the airport and you're getting, you know, you're nervous, the flight's going to be leaving, and you're just seeing how slow everybody's moving. The TSA agents are moving slowly. And you see people in those states of stress because they don't have their CBD. They haven't got their Hemp Meds PX. They haven't taken their 911 stress control from King Bio. And they're just, I've been there, I feel it. But you realize at a certain point, you can't control it by getting angry. In fact, you might make it worse. And in this case, somebody made it way worse. Now, I don't know if it would have been better or worse under the TSA here in America. This actually happened at the Beijing Capital International Airport just this past Monday. Man was really, it was getting ridiculous. And it was so slow. Then the guy said, well, you have to take your shoes off to go through. And that was the last straw for this guy. He's like, really? Really? Should I drop my pants too so you can check me? Because I have a bomb in my aspirin, basically. He didn't say that. Not the smartest thing to say. If you're going to say you have one, that's bad enough. Telling them that it's in your behind, probably worse. They shut the airport down, evacuated, took him in for a further inspection.
Yes, and by further inspection, they weren't checking to see what he had in his pockets.
No, let's just say he got cleaned out. There are much better ways to do that in the privacy of your own home. Think, organic coffee enemas, Super Don.
Yeah.
There's a bomb in my butt. No, don't say that. And, of course, there wasn't. He was just upset, and it's like, wait a second, really? No, don't say that. I mean, that's where, you know, it's kind of like the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Don't panic. You know, that was the one overriding theme. Don't panic. If you have to bring a towel, bite on the towel, whatever. But don't panic because you lose your higher functions of cognition. You lose the ability to be graceful in areas, arenas, and time frames when you think there's no way I can do that. But grace will get you everywhere. With that element of gratitude and grace, even in the midst of these things, suddenly the world opens up. Spirit, divine spirit, intervenes on your behalf. I'm telling you, relax, sing Hugh, open your heart, pray, whatever. Turn it over to that higher authority, higher power. And I don't mean the TSA or the government of China. I mean that higher authority. You know what I'm saying? The atheist may not. Okay, that's okay. But that's, you know, turn it over. I joke about with my longtime friend, we talk about going parking. And we kind of personified a deity just for fun when we want to find a parking spot. And so we pray to the goddess of parking, and her name is Sheila. Sheila.
Okay.
So when we find a good spot, we say, thank you, Sheila. No, it's just for fun. Just Google. Don't call me a heretic.
I like Joe Pesci better. I think Joe Pesci is a better one.
What does he do? Pray to Joe Pesci?
I pray to Joe Pesci. Yeah, Joe Pesci, like George Carlin says, he's a good actor, and he looks like the kind of guy that can get stuff done.
Right. Maybe even find you a parking spot. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Well, whatever you pray to, right? You know, and again, it's okay if the parking spot's far away, because sometimes a walk is healthy, works your lymphatic system and stuff. But don't say you have a butt bomb in any airport around the world, or else, unless you really want to get cleaned out. It's not the recommended way to do it. All right, thank you all. Thank you, Talia, Michelle, the Thinking Moms, and Mama. Check it out if you missed anything. The archives will be up shortly at GCN and then National News Radio. Friday, the Healing Revolution will be back with Dr. Frank King because, you know it, my friends, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.